Howdy, neighbors. Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast here from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. My name is Ron Hayes. I'm glad to be along with you today and pleased to be able to bring to you a conversation that we had on Saturday, August 13th at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium with Dr. Frank Mittlerner, who, of course, is from the University of California, Davis, well known in the agricultural industry, in the cattle circles and livestock circles of our country, for his willingness to push back against misinformation of the United Nations, FAO, and others regarding the carbon footprint of the livestock industry, especially the cattle industry. We had the chance to talk with Dr. Mittlerner about some of the things that he's learned as he's done research on behalf of the cattle industry and where we're going as far as needing to push back against those that want to do animal agriculture harm.
Dr. Mittlerner, it seems like we've got a lot of folks that are really taking dead aim at agriculture as being, in general, livestock agriculture in general, being a bad actor when it comes to the environment. I know that you've countered some of the data that you feel has been maybe twisted and maybe not interpreted correctly. How do we push back and tell the public accurately about what is going on in animal agriculture today?
I think that we have a real opportunity here because more and more people want to know where their food comes from. And the only folks that tell them where the food comes from are activists from the other side, the side that is anti-animal agriculture. And animal agriculture basically stands at the sideline and is not really responsive in the way they should be. In my view, they should really tell the story. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to look away from. There is a lot to educate the public about because the story is a good story and it needs to be told, and not just by the one side, but also by the other.
Seems like, obviously we have larger production units now for livestock, whether it's cattle, whether it's hogs, whether it's poultry, and that is maybe an object that these activists go after.
Yes, that's right. We have larger operations, but we also have larger demand, and this demand is continuing to grow over the next 30, 40 years when the world population will increase a third by size. We will have to become more efficient in what we do globally with respect to both animal and plant agriculture. And it will not be the mom-and-pop place of the past that will satisfy all those needs. There will be a lot more large facilities satisfying those needs.
When we think about, I know that one thing that you've done some research on, that you've had some papers published on, is the footprint, our carbon footprint for livestock agriculture. You seemingly kind of took on some of the thinking out there that we have a substantial or a very large carbon footprint on a lot of our agriculture, especially cattle.
Well, the claim was that animal agriculture produces more greenhouse gases, therefore has a larger carbon footprint than transportation, and that's what I took on and found to be inaccurate. And basically, what we agree upon with the Environmental Protection Agency is that the total carbon footprint of the livestock industry is around 3% in the United States, compared to 26% for transportation or 31% for energy production and use. So, yes, there is a contribution of livestock, but it is relatively minor compared to other societal factors.
Are there differences between the carbon footprint that we see for animal agriculture in our country versus other parts of the world?
There are actually big differences, and the reason why we see big differences is because we have learned to provide optimum health care, nutrition, use proper genetics and so on to be as efficient as possible. I'll give you an example. A California cow produces 20,000 pounds of milk a year. A Mexican cow produces 4,000 pounds of milk a year. It takes 5 Mexican cows to produce the same amount of milk as 1 California cow. But those 5 Mexican cows, because there are 5 animals, will produce way more waste compared to that one animal on the other side of the border. So what that really means is that if you can provide a given amount of product with as few animals as possible, then that reduces environmental impact. And that's what we do in this country.
I know a lot of people are really big into local, being locavores. But that isn't always the most efficient or I guess the best greenhouse gas emission or carbon footprint, is it?
No, because transportation is actually one of the smallest portions of the carbon footprint in livestock production. I'll give you an example. a sheep producer in near London will have a greater carbon footprint compared to a sheep producer in New Zealand who ships his lamb over to London. And the reason is that the New Zealanders are more efficient in the way they produce their lamb. And even though you have to ship it all around the world, the total carbon footprint of that New Zealand lamb sold in London is smaller than the carbon footprint of the London lamb produced in the neighborhood of London.
So our production efficiencies are important then?
They are extremely important. They're the most important portion of the entire carbon footprint, by far. What happens on the farm, on the ranch, is what matters. 60, 70, 80% of the total carbon footprint is determined by what's happening on the farm.
Some folks would like to take us backwards. Obviously, people like the Humane Society, the U.S., and others are pushing for, you know, changing the way that we produce things. For example, the poultry industry wanting to give the animals more room, and you know, we need to take care of the animals, but are we going to make ourselves less productive and as a result be more of a greenhouse gas producer?
Well, there are some organizations that want us to change things, and there are other organizations that want you to go away. They want animal agriculture to cease existing. And I'm not pointing fingers here, but I'm saying some people want to improve, other people don't want to improve, they just want to get rid of you. In any case, major changes to what we do will have an impact on both welfare and environmental impact and other factors, and also food safety and those kind of issues. For example, if you get rid of cages for laying hens and the animals roam around freely, then all of a sudden you have eggs getting in contact with manure. Does that have food implications, food safety implications? Maybe it has. We don't know. Does it have welfare implications? Does it have environmental quality implication? Well, we are finding out because we are doing large-scale studies now comparing these different husbandry systems. It's not good enough to listen to some activist group and jump on their bandwagon, but we need science-based information to really drive the train in a meaningful and thoughtful way.
When we think about going forward with the livestock industry, what you know, obviously research is a good place to start, but what do livestock producers and the livestock industry need to be doing as far as looking forward? What do they need to be getting ready for?
They need to be aware that the days are over where nobody cared for what they did and how they did it. People now want to know how food is produced. And if they get questions, then they need to answer those questions truthfully and explain what they do and why. Because there's nothing to hide behind and hide for and be ashamed of. But there's a lot of good stuff to tell. I'm not saying do a big PR campaign. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying just say how it is. The public wants to know how their food is produced, and they have a right to do that. So use that opportunity of this public interest in telling your story. I think that's one of the main messages, that agriculture, I fear, is way too defensive and retroactive. They have to be at the front. If people want to know where their food comes from, then the people producing that food should be telling the story and not people with some agenda. And that is really my take-home message. You know, go and tell where the food comes from that you produce and don't be ashamed of it.
Thank you, Dr. Mintlerner. Dr. Frank Mintlerner of the University of California, Davis, joining us today. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.com.